It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. It's another time of the week where we get to look into the Word of God. This is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and I want to specially welcome you. If this is your first time of joining us, or you are frequent on this show, I'd like to specially welcome you. You are very, very welcome. Today is the 12th day in the month of October 2024, and it's a beautiful Saturday. It's a weekend, so I hope you're having a beautiful day already. We'll be looking at a topic that says, be merciful. But before we go into the topic, I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Vessel of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, I'll be looking at a topic that says, be merciful. Be merciful. Our hymn today is hymn 23, Take My Life and Let It Be. Take My Life and Let It Be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Matthew from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, one of the Beatitudes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 18, from verse 21 to 35. Matthew chapter 18. From verse 21 to 35. From verse 21 it says, Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said unto him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hand on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe me. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but he went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgive you all the debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Our manual today says, many people ask God for mercy, but when God looks into their heart and sees that they don't show mercy to others around them, he withholds his mercy. From our memory verse today, you will realize that if you are merciful to others, you will also enjoy God's mercy. Psalm 130 verse 3 says that if God were to count our iniquities, who will stand? It is only by his mercy that we are still alive, and if we are wise, we will also have mercy on those around us. In our Bible reading for today, Jesus Christ told the story of a man who owed the king 10,000 talents. The king commanded that he and his family be sold in order to pay the debt. But the master asked for mercy, and the king forgave him of the debt. The same man went out and saw someone that owed him 100 pence. His debtor begged for a little more time to pay his debt. But this man refused to forgive the debtors and locked him in prison. The king heard about it, withdrew his mercy, and gave the unmerciful servant to tormentors. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 17 says, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The scripture above says that when you are merciful, you are doing good to yourself, but if you are cruel, you are hurting yourself, because your cruelty will only rob you of the mercies of God. In John chapter 14 verse 23, Jesus said, if you love him, his Father will love you, and both of them will come and dwell in you. How do you show God that you love him? 1 John chapter 4 verse 21 says that if you love God, then you must love your brother. Love your neighbor like yourself, because you cannot say you love God and hate your neighbor. If you decide not to love your neighbor, you are telling God that you don't need his love. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatever you sow is what you will reap. If you sow mercy into the lives of others, you will reap mercy. However, if you decide to sow unforgiveness, then do not complain when you reap unforgiveness. Job chapter 4 verse 8. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, be merciful to everyone. Be merciful to everyone. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to others, especially someone you're just waiting for them to hear the word of God and to have a changed heart, this is an opportunity to be a minister of the gospel also. You can share this message. And how can you do that? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. You can also join us live 7 a.m. every morning, 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. You will see Praise Palace Radio on Play Store and Apple Store. It's available for download. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting and amazing. Thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken? or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.